from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian Trade Ministry urges business people to be careful in conducting transactions with Bangladesh. Indonesia Quarantine Agency ensures no dangerous imported animals enter Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. The Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Trade, urges Indonesian business actors to be careful in conducting trade transactions with Bangladesh. This appeal was conveyed as a form of follow-up to the information conveyed by the Indonesian ambassador in Dhaka through letter number B00139 Dhaka 240822 regarding the development of Bangladesh economic situation after the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and anticipation of banking transactions. In his statement on Tuesday, Director of Export and Import Facilitation of the Ministry of Trade, Iskandar Panjaitan, urged Indonesian businesses to be careful in transactions with institutions and individuals from Bangladesh. He also conveyed preventing losses could be incurred from banking transactions with Bangladesh due to current political and economic conditions. The Indonesian Quarantine Agency ensures that no imported animal products contaminated with dangerous diseases or viruses will make it into Indonesia. Head of the agency, Sahat M. Panggabean, said in Jakarta on Wednesday, Indonesia has very strict quarantine procedures for livestock, experimental animals, wild animals, and other animal products before they reach the public. He also said all imported commodities are thoroughly examined to ensure their safety and health. He added the examination is carried out in two ways, through verification of the completeness of administrative documents, certification deeds from the country of origin brought from the sender, to clinical tests of samples in the veterinary laboratories of quarantine centers spread across Indonesia. President Director of Public Broadcasting Corporation LPPRRI Hendrasmo emphasized that the Tri Prasetya Angkasawan Angkasawati RRI pledge has become positioning values until now. When acting as the inspector of RRI 79th anniversary ceremony in Jakarta on Wednesday, Hendrasmo said Tri Prasetya pledge is used to defend the country, used as a tool to struggle to achieve the ideals of the proclamation. That is RRI's values that have become positioning values until now. On the 79th anniversary of RRI, he also advised that the RRI staff must continue to consolidate themselves. All elements of RRI must provide new energy to achieve the organization's goal of making RRI a trusted and global institution. He added that RRI is expected to be a media that spreads diversity and unity. This is in accordance with the theme it carries, namely relevant, impactful, and inspiring Indonesia for advanced Indonesia. The last national news comes from the government of Mimika Regency Central Papua Province stated, micro, small, and medium enterprises play a main role in encouraging economic growth and reducing poverty in this area. Acting Regent of Mimika, Valentino Sudaryanto Sumito in Timika on Wednesday said, March 2024 data shows the poverty rate in this area is still very high at 9.03%. Therefore, micro, small, and medium enterprises innovation is needed to empower local communities. Thus, market access will be wider. He believes that with the support of innovation in the MSME sector, it will be able to drive a more dynamic local economy. Now we move to the international news. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese announced on Tuesday his government plans to ban children from using social media. He said the Labor government will introduce legislation this year to impose a minimum age for accessing social media and other related digital platforms. However, he didn't elaborate further on the age limit of children who are not allowed to use social media. Earlier, local media reported South Australia has prepared a new law which will force social media giants to ban children under the age of 14 from using their platforms or face penalties. A meeting in Seoul on the use of artificial intelligence or AI in the military called for human control to be maintained for the reliable military use of AI and prevent its use, which triggers the spread of weapons of mass destruction. The call was made in a joint declaration on Tuesday, adopted after the Responsible AI in the Military Domain Conference in Seoul, South Korea. The two-day meeting was a multilateral gathering to discuss building governance for the use of AI in the military. We end the news with the Secretary General of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Kaw Kim Horn, who officially opened the ASEAN Think Tank Summit, which took place in Jakarta on September 10 and 11. In his remarks, Kaw Kim Horn expressed optimism the discussions and interactions at this forum will lead to innovative solutions, enhance partnerships, and strengthen cooperation among all think tanks, especially those based in the ASEAN region. He envisioned that the summit would be a catalyst as well as a bridge in bringing together ASEAN think tanks and dialogue partners. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's commentary is about 79 years of RRI and inspiration of Indonesianists. Listener, today, September 11, 2024, Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, commemorates its 79th anniversary. RRI is the only radio network that bears the name of Indonesian state, and its broadcasts are intended for the benefit of the nation and state. This year's anniversary theme is Inspiration of Indonesianness. The theme is expected to make RRI a source of inspiration in promoting the spirit of Indonesia throughout the community. Of course, RRI does not want to be only remembered and recognized as a media that contributed largely to the struggle to maintain Indonesia's independence, because in reality, RRI plays a bigger role in transferring information. Indonesia's diversity can be content that needs to be disseminated via radio, especially on RRI, especially nowadays with the new media platforms being used. In the past, only by using terrestrial modes, information about Indonesia could be disseminated through radio, even to various corners of the globe. Moreover, the internet and digital applications make radio broadcasts wider. Of course, Indonesianness or things related to Indonesia can be disseminated throughout the world. Currently, through RRI digital application, listeners can learn various things about Indonesia through broadcasting stations that they can choose directly. With 100 stations across Indonesia, RRI can inform various things including development, arts, culture, or tourism destinations from at least 100 regions in the country. This force is expected to echo Indonesia to the world. Conveying things about Indonesia to the world through radio broadcast is truly not only conducted by RRI in recent times. Through one of its broadcasting stations, Voice of Indonesia, RRI consistently informs about Indonesia from an Indonesian perspective. Thus, it is expected that listeners will get the right information from the Indonesian side. Through its broadcasts, RRI also carries out soft diplomacy. Through its various programs and content, Indonesia's abundant culture and traditions can be better understood and favored by the international community. The spirit of prioritizing Indonesianness in its broadcast content should continue to be fostered by all RRI broadcasting individuals and managers. Hence, RRI could become the leader in the inspiration of Indonesianness. Thank you for being our loyal listeners and viewers. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with September 11, 1945, the founding of Radio Republik Indonesia. On September 11, we commemorate National Radio Day in Indonesia, which also marks the founding of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 1945. The establishment of Radio Republik Indonesia, or RRI, stemmed from the cessation of broadcast by Hoso Kyoku Radio on August 19, 1945, sparking concern among Indonesians who had just declared their independence. Amid rumors that the Dutch would return to power, 8 former employees of Hoso Kyoku realized the importance of radio as a tool for communication between the government and the people. They met the government at the former Rad Van Inge building in Pejambon, Jakarta, on September 11, 1945. In the meeting attended by figures such as Abdul Rahman Saleh and Adang Kadarusman, it was decided to form Radio Republik Indonesia Association under the motto Sekali di Udara, Tetap di Udara, or Once in the Air, Forever in the Air. Next, we move to the event on September 11, 2001 about the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City. On September 11, 2001, the world was shocked by a terrorist attack known as 9/11. 4 passenger planes in the United States were hijacked. 2 were deliberately flown into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. A 3rd plane crashed into the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, while the 4th plane, which was headed to a target in Washington, D.C., crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. About 3,000 people were killed in the attacks, making it the deadliest terrorist attack in history. The 9/11 attacks also had a significant impact on the economy and life in Lower Manhattan. The cleanup of the World Trade Center site was not completed until May 2002. We end today in history with the event on September 11, 2012, when the United States ambassador to Libya and 3 of his staff were killed in an attack. On September 11, 2012, U.S. Ambassador to Libya, J. Christopher Stephens, and three embassy staff were killed in an attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. This tragic incident occurred when angry Libyan protesters, outraged by an amateur film that insulted the Prophet Muhammad, stormed and set fire to the consulate. The next day, President Barack Obama strongly condemned the attack and vowed to bring the perpetrators to justice. This incident also led to heightened security at U.S. diplomatic posts worldwide, as both the Libyan and U.S. governments promised to work together to bring those responsible to trial. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Biarkan aku jadi yang terhebat, jadilah kamu kekasih yang kuat.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights media collaboration strengthens Indonesia and China relations. The China-Indonesia Media Forum was held in Beijing early September. The forum was held for the first time in Jakarta in November 2023. In his speech, the Indonesian ambassador to China and Mongolia, Jauhari Oratmangun, said collaboration between Chinese and Indonesian media brought positive impact in strengthening bilateral cooperation. According to the ambassador, despite Indonesian and Chinese media having different ecosystems, the China-Indonesia Media Forum was still an important moment to learn and discuss in solving problems faced together. It is because the Chinese media have proven their resilience against problems amid digital disruption. Ambassador Jauhari encouraged Indonesian and Chinese media to collaborate in news production and journalistic content, including by inviting journalists to cover positive aspects of both countries. In the forum attended by 12 representatives of Indonesia and China media, Vice Chair of the China Public Diplomacy Association, Mrs. Tong Xiaoling, also said China and Indonesia media cooperation is very important and beneficial for both countries amid the awareness of the common ideals of future development. According to her, as two great powers from the southern countries, the unity and cooperation between China and Indonesia is the driving force for global development, world peace, and stability. At the same time, China Central Television, or CCTV Plus, also held dialogue with Asia-Pacific and Caribbean media. At the occasion, a journalist of Radio Republik Indonesia Medan, Mario Pascal, explained about various ongoing significant transformations in Indonesia and why Chinese media must pay more attention to the development in Indonesia. Mario also elaborated the big transformation in the country by moving the capital city from Jakarta to Nusantara in North Penajam Pasir, East Kalimantan. He hoped with good attention from the Chinese media, new policies done by Indonesia can inspire other nations to develop cities that balance modernity and sustainability. The world will see how Indonesia grows into a more developed and prosperous country, contributing to the stability and growth in Asia. And that's my Indonesia.
Zaman semakin larut, kasihmu tak terbatas waktu. Belaimu merasuk kalbu, terangmu membuka rindu. Jalan panjang ini tak suruh aku meniti, pelita kau beri di hati menuju rumahmu suci. hanya namamu. Tuhanku, tuntun hambamu, di sabdamu mulia holikmu. Tuhanku, aku milikmu, aku milikmu. Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Cikondang Waterfall in Gunung Padang area, precisely in Sukadana Village, Cianjur Regency, West Java Province, Indonesia. This waterfall reminds visitors of the famous Niagara Falls. This waterfall reminds visitors of the famous Niagara Falls in Canada. Many tourists visit this waterfall, especially on weekend. Cikondang Waterfall boasts a powerful water flow, spreading about 30 meters wide with a height of about 50 meters, creating a grand appearance. At a glance, it resembles Malela Waterfall in Rongga District, West Bandung Regency. Due to its height and width, the waterfall has earned the nickname Little Niagara. Because of the strong water current, it is recommended to be cautious if you wish to bathe or swim under the waterfall. Below Chikondang Waterfall, there are several smaller waterfalls adding to the stunning scenery. The surroundings of Chikondang Waterfall are equally captivating. Throughout your journey, you can enjoy the sight of vast tea plantations and lush greenery. The distance from Cianjur City to Chikondang Waterfall is about 37 kilometers, with an estimated travel time of about 1.5 hours. Listener, since the area has yet to be fully developed by the relevant authorities, it lacks adequate facilities such as restrooms and prayer rooms, with only small stalls selling food. For nature lovers, your experience wouldn't be complete without visiting Chikondang Waterfall. The affordable entrance fee will not hurt your budget. Well, listener, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Rintangan, wow, getaran hati.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya? Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya,
which means I.
Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki,
which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai,
which means as.
Tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site.
Penyu,
which means turtle.
Pengunjung,
which means visitor.
Anak-anak, anak-anak,
which means children.
Berinteraksi, berinteraksi,
which means to interact.
Tukik, tukik,
which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu, anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru, seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "-an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan,
which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan, rumah-rumahan,
which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya,
which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280 hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle is home to hawkbill and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toys. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
Jangan dengarkan orang bicara, jangan ikuti orang mengarah. Mereka cuma sirik sama kita. Percuma omongan orang dipercaya, percuma banyak mulut-mulut berbisa. Mereka hanya sirik dengan cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Jol. The song was popularized by Dul Sumbang, a musician from West Java. The song lyrics tell the story of someone who cannot resist the presence of an ex-lover who has often hurt and betrayed him. However, every time the ex comes back, he finds it difficult to resist her presence. Despite trying to close the heart, the ex keeps coming and forcibly opening the opportunity to her heart. In the end, the key to the heart is lost and remains open forever. Well, listener, here is the song Jol by Dul Sumbang. Enjoy!
Sababaraha kali ngahiana nganyenyeri toro jol anjen datang deui jol anjen datang deui ku anehna kuring betlengle hararese nutup hate toro jol anjen datang deui. Singanya nyeri kuring leng-leng elek deui daek deui poho-poe kanakanya nyeri
Rusak engselna,
kukuling itu
datang deui. Kung singa hianat, kung singa nyeri. Kuring leng-leng, eleh deui. Daek deui, poho-poe kanakan nyeri.
Kuring ditutup, anjeun dibuka.
Tutup buka, ruksak engsel.
Voice of Indonesia.